episode 2023, When Your Spouse Doesn't Seem to Notice.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. Are you ready to have some fun? Come on, join in. It's Relationship Builders Day. And you know what? Sometimes we put off what we need to be putting first, and that is our relationship with our spouse. When your spouse doesn't seem to notice, what do you do? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, days are long and nights are short. You can make a bold change, but what are you to do when your spouse doesn't seem to notice? Seems like an easy answer. Just go tell him. Just let him know what you've done that's different. Tell her all about what has happened. Or do you really go do all that? Should you do that? Responsibilities of the day can get in the way. It's easy to butt heads when you're tired and hungry. Oh yeah, it is, right? It comes to the end of the day and you're waiting for your spouse to walk through that door and you've got a big hug waiting and a big kiss and you're like, I cannot wait to show him what I've done to the master bedroom. I can't wait for him to see that the laundry room is completely clean. And the night goes by, 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour and a half. And the next thing you know, it's bedtime and nothing has been said. Oh, except for maybe a comment. Well, that's nice. And it's on to the next thing. And you're like, seriously, do you know how much time I have put into this? What do you do when your spouse doesn't seem to notice? This is so challenging for couples. You don't even have to be married to have this challenge. You're like, I go to the beauty salon and I get my hair done and I come back and I see my handsome man and he doesn't even know that I've done anything different. Should I be mad? Well, maybe I should, but maybe I shouldn't. Which stance would you take? Now, unfortunately, most of us take the mad side. The part where, oh man, he just doesn't get it. Or she doesn't see what I see. I just want a little bit of attention of where I've put extra effort. We want our hard work to be noticed. But when it's not, what do you do? Well, you got to pursue the pros, not the cons. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Pursue the pros. We can get super set on the cons. Let the negatives ring. Sing it loudly. Oh, yes, I didn't notice. Well, too bad, so sad. Let's just rub his face in it a little bit more. That doesn't seem very fair, but we do it all the time. And yes, it can be because most of what our eyes see go to the negative, and we can't use that as an excuse. So you just got to drop it now. I want you to be real and raw. I want you to think about the last time that you saw your spouse make a change in something, whether it was hair coloring, maybe it was rearrangement of the furniture, placement of something that, you know, when you come into the house, something's there, and maybe it's moving a faux tree in the house, whatever it is. I want you to think about how you responded to that change. And then I want you to think about all that we're talking about now. Because unfortunately, we get caught up on the cons. And today, I want you to break it down and I want you to pursue the pros. That is what's needed. So what does that look like in real life? Number one, set aside what you want for what you get. Yeah, this is a hard one. I want you to be excited about what is noticed. Believe it or not, the way change is discovered by your spouse is going to differ greatly than what you desire. Maybe you're one of those personalities that when you get excited, you let it all come out. You're excited on your face. You're excited in your heart. You're excited in your feet, even in your tone of voice. You're jumping up and down. You're like, oh my gosh, I love it. But your spouse is like, yeah, it looks nice. And that's the excitement that you get. Like, that's over the top. You're lucky to get that if you get it. So set aside what you want for what you get. If you set the expectation of, I hope he responds this way, I guarantee it, you're going to be let down. And you're only going to see the con. And then what? You're going to be bad. And then that's going to lead to an argument. Where does that get you? Nowhere. So set aside what you want for what you get. Whatever that is, even if you get nothing. And I know that's hard. I've been there. I've done that. My husband comes in and I've worked so hard. You know, we've moved a ton of times in my lifetime. I've changed carpets. I've changed wallpaper, paint color, my hair, my makeup. I've changed laundry rooms. I have rearranged furnitures, not just in one room, but in three rooms at one time. I've even organized it to the point of having everything so pristine that there is no possibility that he couldn't be excited about it. And guess what? He still doesn't say anything. I'm like, seriously? Then why do I do it? But if I go down that road, it just gets me upset. For him, maybe it's just, this is what I expect and I love it, but he doesn't express it. Is that wrong? In my eyes, yes, but in his, no. You got to see it from both sides. So set aside what you want for what you get. Number two, see the change through your spouse's eyes. Maybe things don't look all that different, and that isn't always bad. Maybe you made some changes in the home, added a few pretty candles. Maybe you got a brand new rug on sale. And now when you come in and you enter into your room, it's like, oh, it just shows and feels comforted. Like it should. It feels like a home. And maybe he just doesn't know how to express it. And that's not his fault if he doesn't understand. He may just not be observant. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, could he work on that? Of course he can. But you see, we get stuck on what? The cons again. You need to pursue the pros. See the change through your spouse's eyes. Maybe what you changed brings about more cuddling. Wink, wink, if you know what I mean. So celebrate that. Allow him, allow her to see what you've done through their eyes, not through yours. And finally, number three, celebrate what the change promotes. If you're looking for more cohesiveness and comfort and you're getting that feeling, then go with it. Each change doesn't have to be rocket science to both partners. You may see it as, oh my gosh, you won't believe what I went through today. I have rearranged these pictures 5 times, had to touch up paint, fill in other holes just to get it to look this way. And all you get is, oh, looks nice. And you're like, seriously, did you not know I spent an hour and a half just on figuring out the layout? Plus, in the midst of all that, I was taking care of the screaming child. And then the baby, well, you know what? She was just all over the place. Yeah, it brings back some memories, doesn't it? It is real life. But we can't sit here and get stuck on the cons. We've got to celebrate what the change promotes. They don't always get what is put into the change, but they can appreciate it. And so that's what you're doing. You're celebrating what the change promotes within your relationship. Enjoy the results, not the work. And I know that seems like a letdown. I know. I've done it very, very recently. So you know I've went up to take care of my mom's houses. We got 2 painted completely, renovated 1 totally, redecorated another one, actually both of them, but only one is being lived in because the other one's being rented, which, by the way, it is now rented. So we did a really good job. I mean, one person was interested. They came, took it. It was done. Done deal. The thing is that I come back home and I'm doing some changes because my mom is now with me here. Remember, she's back on the mainland from Hawaii. And so we're making some changes. It's just nice. It's just something about that mother-daughter thing and you get to do things and you just have that energy. And my mom loves decorating. I love decorating and I don't ever get that opportunity. And my children really could care less. And my husband, yeah, no. So when she's here, I'm like, oh, great. I get to make these little subtle changes. And some of them are drastic. So over this past couple days, I have been making some drastic changes in the house. Like completely taking down all the curtains on our back window wall of our home. And it's amazing. It looks absolutely beautiful. Those drapes were beautifully made, but they are now beautifully dated and they need to be beautifully removed. Notice how I said that? And I just took them down. I'm like, I'm done with them. And so he comes home and what does he say? Where'd the curtains go? And he's looking around. And I said, oh, I took them down. He goes, oh, to get them dry cleaned? I said, I took them down. I didn't answer the part about the dry clean. I said, do you know how much dust is in those curtains? Oh, you're going to get them dry cleaned? I said, do you know how much dirt and all that is in those curtains? Are you going to get them dry cleaned? I said, I took them down. I said, look at the view. And I left it at that. I honestly am not putting them back up. Did I tell him that? Oh, no. We're not going to have that discussion because I know that over the next week, it's going to grow on him. And he's going to be like, I really do like this. I can enjoy the outside now because I can see it. It's not covered up by 3 feet of extra curtains. I mean, you could see out the windows, but you know how curtains overlap even when they're open? Yeah, it was covering up 3 feet at least of your sight. And we have a beautiful, gorgeous backyard. And I'm like, I want to see that. I want to bring the outside inside. Well, believe it or not, he actually sent me a text yesterday after work. And he said, oh, by the way, just wanted you to know that when you come home, we're going to be outside in the backyard. And I sent him back a text. Are you feeling okay? Because he doesn't go out to the backyard very often. The man likes to stay inside. I love him to death, but that's just who he is. Me, I love being outside all the time, but he doesn't. And that's okay. You know, that's each of us have our own likes and dislikes. But I took down the curtains. This was less than 24 hours, and that was response. Celebrate what the change promotes. Enjoy the results, not the work. Getting recognized for your endeavors to make a house a home is something most of us want, but it's not always feasible between partners. Be real about your expectations. Some people are more observant than others, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just our makeup. Can we work harder? Yes. If you're the spouse who's listening to me right now, and you're one who says, oh man, Christiane, you kind of hit a point here with me. I don't notice change with my spouse. And maybe that's really rude of me. Yeah, maybe it is. I'm not saying that it is. But if you're thinking that, well, then maybe it is. And you can work on being more observant. However, making the change in a household doesn't mean that you're trying to change your spouse in the process. And a lot of us as spouses get that wrong in our relationships. We think that, oh my gosh, the more I do this and the more changes I make and the things that stand out, surely, surely after 27 years of marriage, he's going to get it now. Finally. Yeah, no, it doesn't happen. Oh, that looks nice. Really? That's all I get? I want to leave you with this one last thought. Amongst the changes with the drapes now being down, we even hung a very large picture on a wall that has been bare since we moved into this house. And my mom was just kind of sitting down. We were having dinner all together. And so my husband said, so mom, you know, what did you do today? And she said, well, I did windows. And he goes, what? You did windows? And then she went on to finish what she said. Yeah, we hung pictures and we took down some curtains and all of this. So in his head, he's going, check, check, check. So he got to the drapes and the curtains. I already mentioned that. Okay, notice that. Good. You did windows. Why are you doing windows? So he questioned the windows. Why are you cleaning windows? You're not here to clean windows. You're on vacation. And she laughed and she says, I enjoy it because I just like to be able to see. It's very satisfying to her. And I love that she does it. So I'm going to let her do windows. And so you can see right out the windows. And our windows are a little bit older glass. You know, this house is more than a decade old. And so it's really great glass. Have you ever cleaned some windows that have glass that, like, no matter how hard you clean them and doesn't matter the product that you use, you never can get them clean? They're just that type of glass. Well, we've got great glass and you can really see the outside as if there isn't a panel of glass between you and the outside. So I love that. And she gets satisfaction in that. So I'm like, okay, you go at it, Mom. I love that you're doing that. And then he got to the point, checking off the next, you hung pictures? What do you mean you hung pictures? And so he was like, what do you mean, Mom, you hung pictures? Yeah, she said, we hung this big picture. And he looked over from where he was standing, which was from the kitchen, into our hearth room. And he's like, oh my gosh, there's a big picture there. You couldn't miss it. This wall has had nothing on it. He stood there and looked into the room and never noticed. I'm like, seriously? Mm-hmm. And all he would say is, yeah, that's nice. Now, I could be upset with him, but it's not about what and how he reacts. It's more about how everything is brought together. What is the end result that I'm looking for? It's not about my hard work. Yeah, it was hard work trying to figure it out. Have you ever tried to hang a really, really big picture that you know has to land in a stud and you don't want to make 5 holes on the wall when you only need 2? Yeah, I know. It's pressure. And you measure 2, 3, 4, 5 times before you initially hammer that first nail in. And it seems like a lot of work to you. And it is a lot of work. Decorating isn't easy. But the end result is just this warm awe. It's home-like. It feels like home. That's what I'm creating. And in all honesty, that's what I want him to feel. And if he feels that, but he doesn't see the change, then that's the greatest reward I can receive. Don't get stuck in the nitty-gritty when your spouse doesn't seem to notice. Don't give him that to-do list of saying, this is what I did, this is what I did, this is what I did, and this is what I did. Did you notice all of it? I'm sure you don't go through his day going, he did this, he did that, he did this, and he did that. No, you don't. He only shares with you certain stories, and then you celebrate that. It's not the end of the world when your spouse doesn't notice. So don't get stuck in the cons. Pursue the pros and enjoy your end results. Enjoy it together as a couple. And I promise you, there'll probably be a little more cuddle time. Go out today with a smile on your face and joy in your heart. Live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.